This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number one of the Thursday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, coming up here tonight, we've got statistics on private schools compared to the public schools, the government-run schools. Also on the way, turns out that your family owes $500,000 to cover the government's so-called unfunded liabilities.
$500,000?
That's right.
Half a mil.
That's correct. We'll get into the details there.
But I don't have a family. Does that mean I get to cut down a little?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you'd only owe $125,000.
That's like all the money I have.
Yeah. Pay up. Those details on the way. Also, the immigrant snitch line that the government's going to be setting up. We'll touch on that and some of the other things that they're doing down on the southern border. And your calls about whatever you want, your emails as well. Again, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And Free Talk Live doesn't usually follow the news of the day, right? Because in some cases, the news of the day is some blonde girl getting lost in Aruba, or Brad and Angela's baby, and you know, Angelina, or
even the biggest news on CNN or any of the news sites generally isn't what we're going to lead with, or
it's rare.
Even mention usually.
But this is one of those instances from the Financial Times, the terror leader. In case you've been living under a rock today,
yeah. In case you haven't turned on any electronic device today,
right? Showing pictures of the dead Al Qaeda leader's bloodied head, a spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition on Thursday elaborated how the operation to strike at Abu Musab al-Zarqawi had unfolded.
Right.
The information that led to the airstrike that killed him came from within Zarqawi's own network, according to Major General Bill Caldwell. So he is dead. The information that finally...
Zarqawi, I believe that this is a proper use of the term straw man. I believe that Zarqawi is completely meaningless in this whole thing.
In the scheme of things?
Right.
I agree.
I believe that the Pentagon has used him as...
He's the poster boy.
Yeah, they boosted him up because he's a Jordanian, not an Iraqi.
Okay.
And now who do they want you to believe that the insurgents are?
Iraqis?
No, they want you to believe that the insurgents are Al-Qaeda members, and they're drawing the terrorists to Iraq to fight the terrorists there.
Got it.
All right? So that's what they want you to believe. And so, supposedly, Zarqawi is part of Al-Qaeda, and I believe that. But I don't believe that he has really much to do with the insurgency. You know, he has had some incidents, but I don't think he has much to do with the insurgency.
Is the insurgency just one group? I don't think so.
No.
There's a variety of individuals and groups probably involved here with different motivations for being insurgents.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that the vast majority of them are Iraqis, probably mostly Sunni Baathists, who want their country back the way that they had it before. They had control and power, and of course they want that.
That's not going to happen, but what they definitely want is the United States out.
Well,
because if they can't, if they want to take control, if they want to take control and power, having the U.S. there is a big obstacle to that.
Yes. And one thing you can be sure of is that the control and power is going to change after we leave, supposing we actually do leave.
Mm.
But if we were to leave, control and power, at any point in the future, control and power is going to change. Because we being there, we support a structure. And this is the kind of thing that makes the terrorists so angry, is that we support whatever group we support in the Middle East, in the particular country, to rule that country.
Mm-hmm.
And Iraq shouldn't be a country at all. It's a line on a map drawn by a British guy, and it should be three different countries.
Yeah.
So it all doesn't make any sense. Now, how about, I'm ready for conspiracy theory time.
What?
Did you see the picture of al-Zarqawi?
Yeah.
Did you notice he looked pretty good?
Yeah.
Doesn't look too bad. It looks a little bruised.
There were 2 500-pound bombs.
Did you see the building, his compound?
I didn't see that.
It was leveled. No,
really?
I don't mean like it was leveled. It looked like somebody went through with a bulldozer.
Okay.
I mean, the crater formerly known as Zarqawi's headquarters.
Yeah.
I mean, it
and his body.
And he looks like he went through a boxing round with a lightweight.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like much.
How's that happen?
I don't know. It seems I have a question. I have questions.
Well,
he doesn't look like he's sufficiently blown up to be dead, and he doesn't look like his body matches ground. I'm no expert.
I'm not an expert either, but I will tell you that since you bring it up, there have been some people that have suggested, of course, in the past that the Al-Qaeda is a CIA-related group, and that you know, obviously Bin Laden has been, in the past, found to have worked for the CIA, so it's certainly possible that this guy could have been on payroll. There are some of the theories. These are just theories that people have posited out there. Some of the theories are that you know, a lot of these videos of this guy are set up by essentially the CIA and sort of thing.
So he could have gotten killed in whatever manner. Then they got a hold of his body and dropped a couple of bombs on his compound just for show. And by the way, there was a woman and a child killed in the bombing too.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I'm just saying it looks very strange.
It is definitely strange, but let me get to a little bit more detail on this story here for those of you that need to know. The information apparently that finally led to the death of Mr. Zarqawi, who is dubbed as Iraq's most wanted insurgent leader, who carried a $25 million bounty on his head, emerged last December.
Who would want to be Iraq's least wanted insurgent leader? I mean, that would stink.
And
Iraq's second most wanted.
And identified Sheikh Abd al-Rahman as Zarqawi's spiritual leader.
Uh-huh.
It was by following the Sheikh that a process of painstaking, deliberate exploitation of intelligence that the coalition forces were able to pinpoint their target. Spokesman did not confirm reports from Jordan that its security services had been instrumental in obtaining the intelligence, but did call Jordan a good friend of Iraq. He said it was absolutely the first time coalition forces had pinpointed the location of Zarqawi in a safe house that could be hit without unacceptable collateral damage. So, as though they have some sort of threshold.
Apparently they do.
That is and is not acceptable. Apparently a child and a woman, that's acceptable.
That's an acceptable level. And you know, dropping these two 500 bombs, you would think 500-pound bombs, this guy's bones should be pulverized.
I'm not a bomb expert. If you know anything about explosives, I mean, 500 pounds sounds like a lot.
The concrete walls?
I'll go look for it. I haven't seen those photos yet.
It's incredible.
All I saw was a picture of his face, essentially. So if you're an expert on bombs, 800-259-9231. The Al-Qaeda leader was staying in an isolated house near the town of Bakuba, some 50 kilometers north of Baghdad.
Bakuba.
U.S. forces verified his presence in the house, then called in an airstrike involving two F-16s that launched, indeed, two 500-pound bombs at the house. Why do you have to expend two 500-pound bombs on this guy? I mean, I understand maybe there's a possibility that there's an underground escape tunnel, and if you were to run a raid on this location, which they describe as isolated,
mm-hmm.
an isolated house.
So where is a tunnel going to take you, by the way.
Well, whatever. I'm theorizing as to why the military would want to drop bombs on this house, as opposed to going in with a crack team of assault guys
mm-hmm.
and busting in and perhaps getting him alive. What's the reasoning for that?
Is it
just to make it dramatic and a big boom?
I don't know. You would think that he would be valuable. I mean, if you can find Al-Zarqawi, can you find Osama bin Laden? I mean, he's supposed to be, once again, the number two guy.
Yeah.
We've gotten a lot of number twos, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. I think, actually, that the American people are being fed a bunch of number two, is what I really believe.
According to, Iraqi police who were on the scene following the bombing, Zarqawi was dead at the time they arrived. U.S. forces later arrived, took his body, confirming visual identification with fingerprints. They're now carrying out a DNA test, blah, blah, blah. And so, good for them. They eliminated one guy. Now, what's going to happen?
Nothing.
Oh, no. Something will happen. Someone else will rise through the ranks and take Mr. Zarqawi's place.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how many number twos, number ones, number threes, or number fours you kill off, somebody else is going to be waiting in the wings to take over. In fact, you want to get into more theories here. The information that led to his location came from within his network. Who would be most likely to want to have him eliminated?
The number three guy.
Exactly. More on the way. This is your show. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
So we were talking about this killing of Al-Zarqawi today.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what you think about this. Do you think that, like you suggested, Mark, maybe there's some sort of conspiracy going on here? Do you think that, why do you think they had to use 500-pound bombs to take this man out? What was the point of that? Can somebody, maybe with some military experience, maybe give me an excuse as to what the point of that was? Because how much money does that cost anyway? I mean, regardless of all the damage done and the collateral and the poor woman and child that were killed in the explosion, what do those bombs cost? Wouldn't it have been a little cheaper to run a few guys in there with a few machine guns?
You know,
some zip ties?
I've played a lot of World War II type video games and read a lot of World War II books, and so I kind of have a feel for some of the stuff that they used as ordnance.
Okay.
And I know they had 500 and 1,000 pound bombs then too, and I wonder how much really they've gotten better. essentially, what are these, 500 pounds of metal and gunpowder?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm not a bomb expert. I'm looking at the photos of the destruction here, and you're right. This building has been razed.
So did they find? I hate that word. It's so useless in the English language. Razed.
Well, we can bring it back, man.
Okay. Well, it just does. It
razed means destroyed, completely
right.
Demolished.
So you can raise a building by putting it up, and you can raise a building by knocking it down. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway.
Well, you're using two different words, R-A-I-S-E versus R-A-Z-E.
Well, they sound remarkably similar.
They do indeed. So I want to know what you think. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And what do you think the results of this are going to be? Is anything going to change in Iraq? I say, no way in hell. This guy was just one man. If he actually had people following his orders, there's one of them that's going to be more than happy to take his place to fill his shoes.
You know, the point I made is of him being a straw man, I really believe is relevant. I think he's gotten more PR than any other guy in Iraq because he was from, he's Jordanian and Al-Qaeda, mm-hmm. but they are a relatively small portion of the insurgency that's actually going on, and they don't work with any of the other insurgents. These are loosely knit cells of insurgents, and they have nothing to do with each other, and the Ba'athist insurgents certainly aren't going to be helping al-Zarqawi.
Zarqawi.
I mean, this guy, the only reason he's getting any press is because he's Jordanian, and... Mm-hmm. We want, the Pentagon wants you to believe that there's a whole bunch of foreign terrorists running around Baghdad causing trouble because we've lured all the terrorists to Iraq. It's better to fight them over there than it is to fight them over here.
So what do you think? 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's about all I have to say on that. I mean, where else can we go? The guy's dead.
Yep.
He's going to be replaced. He's already been replaced, most likely. In fact, it's likely that his replacement was the one that called in the order. It's likely he was the one that called in the tip.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that.
Somebody who cared about eliminating him.
They captured a guy, and, you know, sometimes you torture a guy and you get what you want.
I believe they did not capture a guy. I believe it was a tip that was given to them.
I believe that they did capture a guy about 3 weeks ago. And
he gave other information?
That's what I've been told. I believe that they probably got the information from that guy.
All right, so let's see. We're going to go to a different war-related issue here where an Army officer has refused deployment to Iraq. We've talked before on Free Talk Live about how it is that these individuals that are following orders to go to Iraq are essentially following unconstitutional orders. The president has given orders to go to invade another country without a declaration of war from the Congress, from the legislature, and... These soldiers are just following lockstep, doing whatever it is the president wants them to, as they always have for the last several decades, so it's nothing new under the sun. But from time to time, we see a rare individual with the courage to actually say, no, I'm not going. So this is Army Lieutenant based in Fort Lewis, Washington from the AP. He has such grave objections to the war in Iraq that he's refusing to deploy.
Now, I think it's interesting that this is the first officer that I've heard about doing this kind of thing. I've heard enlisted men saying, I'm not going, but nobody really cares about the grunts, and they'll just throw them in the brig.
Well, First Lieutenant Aaron Watada submitted a letter to his command in January stating he had serious reservations about the Iraq war and felt that he could not participate in it, according to his lawyer, Eric Seitz. A couple of months later, at the Army's suggestion, Watada resubmitted his request to resign. They apparently took their time, but then informed him in early May that they were not going to let him resign. Joe Hitt, a civilian spokesman, says that Watada is a member of whatever brigade. The unit held a deployment ceremony and will begin leaving later this month. He says the Army's aware of Watada's plans, but has no comment. Quote, we have nothing to say about it because nothing has happened and we're not going to speculate on anything. Watada, native of Honolulu, enlisted in the Army in 2003 after graduating from Hawaii Pacific University, reported for boot camp in June of 2003, and then began officer candidate school 2 months later. His commission required that he serve on an active duty roster for 3 years, ending this December. Quote, by his refusal to participate in the ongoing war, Lieutenant Watada joins a growing number of high-ranking military officers, West Point graduates, and current and former members of the armed services who have expressed their opposition to the actions of the United States in Iraq. That according to his lawyer. So his lawyer makes it sound like there's a number of officers out there that have, or he puts it as, have expressed their opposition. I don't know how many of them are actually still in the military. I'm not sure how many active officers there are that have also expressed it.
I would imagine if former generals are saying, this is a bad idea, then wouldn't active ones be saying it, at least keeping their mouths shut, because they, you know, have to protect their jobs, and that's just how you do it.
I'm sure there are a lot of them that are keeping their mouths shut,
yeah.
But you're right. I have not heard any stories of any other officers actually coming out against the war. Ouattara could be court-martialed if he refuses to serve as ordered, unless the Army allows him to resign his commission or assigns him to duties that are not directly connected to the Iraq war. What do you think's more likely? Do you think they're just going to give him kitchen detail at a camp somewhere, or is he going to be thrown in a brig?
Well,
I say brig.
They were fools to allow this to happen, the story to come out in the first place.
What do you mean? To allow it?
Well, they absolutely.
As opposed to subpoena him, but, you know, basically
locking
him up.
His command should have he has a lawyer. His command should have immediately run out and tried, you know, like, okay, you don't want to go? Fine. We'll find something for you to do.
Oh, I see.
They should have appeased him immediately.
To keep it from hitting the press.
Look at it. This is a mess.
Good point. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. If only more of the soldiers actually had the courage to do something like this. I mean, it's the same old story, Mark, where we're trying to encourage people to be civilly disobedient, to disobey bad laws, or in this case, disobey bad orders. It's the ultimate challenge to get regular Americans on this train. This whole idea of getting them active, getting them the courage to be able to stand up against this tyranny.
I can't say that I entirely blame them. You know,
of course not. They're scared. They've got families. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be plucked out of society. They don't want to spend any time in prison. And so no one, very few people, have the courage to take that first step and be a leader and actually perhaps encourage some others to come along with them.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did it. But,
well, he's younger, too, and I think the younger people have a better chance. You know, they haven't gotten into their ways yet.
Right, but how many other people are going to follow in his footsteps? Probably not very many.
Hopefully.
Jail's scary. 800-259-9231. Well, there's more news. The Pentagon looking like they're going to drop Geneva anti-torture provisions. We'll give you the details coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, Research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is available for you with over 110,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting there. It's all totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's porkfest.com. You know, Mark, I was just looking, just to jump back to this Zarqawi story.
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking again at a story from, the Associated Press about the actual photos of him. And there's a quote in here from President Bush saying that the killing is a severe blow to al-Qaeda and it's a significant victory in the war on terror. Well, now, didn't George Bush just lose out on that whole gay marriage amendment thing yesterday? Now, this could, again, going back into conspiracy land, the idea of, okay, they dropped 2 500-pound bombs on this guy's house, completely leveling the place, and then they happen to find this relatively intact body mm-hmm. on the inside. It seems awfully convenient.
As I recall, the whole Lewinsky-Clinton scandal that occurred, within like 3 days, they blew up an aspirin factory in Iraq.
They were dropping bombs. Yeah. Yes.
I think that there's something to be said for this.
Is this possibly a political move to perhaps boost George Bush's poll?
Seems unlikely, though, that unless they planned it ahead of time. Like, it was obvious they were going to lose the marriage amendment thing.
Right.
And they did, and it was by a good stretch because it was about 50-50. It was a 47-48 in the Senate, and they needed 66 senators to vote for it, two-thirds, and then 66 in the House. So they were obviously going to lose. So maybe they planned ahead, and then the very day after they miss.
I don't know. It's awfully coincidental. Whatever. It's not that it matters anyway. We're just theorizing. That's all. It really is totally, it's so totally pointless what they've done. They've done nothing but killed an innocent woman and likely an innocent child. We don't know. Maybe the woman was helping him out, but the child certainly was innocent, didn't deserve to die. And as a result, we've got a blown up house, some dead bodies, and a vacancy. A vacancy in the top guys in al-Qaeda, which will now be filled.
Well, the ones in Iraq, I mean, there's these cells seem to be very, very loosely connected.
That's how cells are.
Yeah.
Cells typically don't know about one another. They may have some connections.
I don't think there's even a top guy at the top of anything.
Could be. 1-800-259-9231. Well, the Pentagon now set to drop Geneva anti-torture provisions. This from the Advocates for Self-Government. For several years now, critics around the world have charged that the U.S. government's engaging in systematic mistreatment and even torture of prisoners. We've certainly heard plenty of those allegations. These critics have cited, among other things, allegations of secret CIA prisons outside of the United States, the practice of so-called extraordinary renditions in which prisoners are sent to countries where torture is practiced. Bush's declaration that he's not bound to obey the prohibition of torture, recently passed by Congress, and more. The U.S. government has strongly denied such charges, but this week, the Los Angeles Times and New York Times both report that the Pentagon is planning to omit the Geneva Convention's prohibition on, quote, humiliating and degrading treatment of prisoners from a new Army field manual on interrogation. The manual is intended for U.S. soldiers worldwide. So, in case you didn't understand that, there's an old version of the manual that they already have, but they are going to print a new version and omit the portion about you're not supposed to beat and torture and treat people like crap.
Well, now,
omit that part.
Didn't they, and humiliate.
Yeah.
Now, didn't they convict the few people there at Abu Ghraib, including the little blonde Lindsay, whatever her name was?
I think there was some sort of conviction.
There were convictions that went down. They didn't really hurt those people much. They just humiliated them a whole bunch.
Yeah.
So why did they convict them and then omit the rules from the handbook?
Because...
are they trying to trap their soldiers into doing this kind of thing in the future?
I don't know. The prohibition is found in Article 3 of the Geneva Convention Agreements. Article 3 prohibits, quote, at any time, in any place whatsoever, violence to life and person, in particular murder of all kinds, mutilation, cruel treatment, and torture, and outrages upon personal dignity, in particular humiliating and degrading treatment. Article 3 is part of the current U.S. Army Field Manual on Interrogation. The U.S. has been a signatory to the Geneva Convention Pact since 1949. For decades, Article 3 has been part of the official policy of the U.S. military for treating all detainees, whether in declared or undeclared wars, civil wars, or peacekeeping activities. This shifted in 2002, when President Bush declared amidst great controversy that Article 3 didn't apply to the War on Terror detainees. Los Angeles Times didn't specify whether the Pentagon's seeking to omit the entire Article 3 passage or just the prohibition against humiliating and degrading treatment. But either way, the effect will be a de facto endorsement of prisoner mistreatment and torture. Why make such a move? Well, the LA Times quotes one source, quote, the overall thinking is that they need the flexibility to apply cruel techniques if military necessity requires it. There's that word again. It just keeps popping up all over the place with this government. Necessity. Government loves that word. It makes it sound like, well, we have to do this. It makes it sound like, whoa, you know, that whole Constitution, this Geneva Convention, it was a good idea at one time, but now there's a necessity. There's a necessity that's never existed before. These are different times. The world changed on 9/11. Now it's necessary to torture people. Huh? 800-259-9231. Ironically, President Bush recently declared that, quote, the biggest mistake that's happened so far, at least from our country's involvement in Iraq, is Abu Ghraib. We've been paying for that a long period of time. Yet sanctioning, humiliating, and degrading treatment of prisoners is a sure way to bring on more Abu Ghraibs.
Well, that's what happened.
What do you mean that's what happened?
That's what happened. They humiliated prisoners in there. And
right.
How far is it from humiliation to harming?
Not
how far?
Far?
You know, how far is it when you're, you know, stacking them up, making them do pyramids naked, and you're smearing things in their faces? What's the difference between smearing something in their face and slapping them? And what's the difference between slapping them and punching them? What's the difference between
degrees?
Punching them and beating them with a stick?
Good questions.
Once you've beaten him with a stick, you're torturing.
Yeah, it's sanctioning, humiliating, and degrading treatment of prisoners sure to bring on more Abu Ghraibs. And, of course, it can come back to haunt captured American soldiers and civilians.
Oh, sure.
Because if we're not following through on our agreement with the Geneva Convention, then why should anybody else bother if they get their hands on an American person? On top of it all, it's difficult to imagine worse timing for such a move. Talk about bad public relations. Does the administration want the entire world to hate and despise America? Yes! Obviously they do! Either that or they just don't care.
I would say it's probably
what the
that.
Rest of the world thinks. Because they hate us. They've been hating us for a long time. Public opinion polls being done in Europe and other places around the world clearly show that people hate Americans. And it's unfortunate because, and I don't know if they've ever asked specifically if they hate Americans or hate the American government, but that would be an interesting distinction to make. In an opinion poll of foreigners, do you hate Americans or do you hate the American government? Do they have the ability to understand that there is a difference, that not all Americans support what this government government is doing in their name.
I think they probably understand that to some extent.
1-800-259-9231. Regardless, they're angry at us, and this isn't going to make it any better. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I was just surfing around over at FARC.com, which is just an excellent site, FARK.com, and I couldn't help but notice just a brilliant headline. That's usually the headlines are even more brilliant than the articles that they link to.
But I agree.
Here's what one of them says. What's the deal with news outlets splashing up pictures of a corpse every time an Al-Qaeda guy eats it? At least we're safe from nipples.
Nipples?
Well, the idea being that the news has no compunction whatsoever
about
flashing dead corpses with bloody gashes on their face versus, you know, a nipple in a Super Bowl halftime show.
Gotcha.
You know, everybody loses their lunch in America over a nipple, but yet a dead corpse? No biggie here. Apparently it's not a problem. It's certainly a double standard. Not that I'm suggesting that we should ban dead corpses from the airwaves. I think that we should open up the airwaves to competition and allow individuals to decide what they consume and allow parents to decide what their children are allowed to access. Of course, we're probably just days away
from
President Bush signing the new FCC regulations.
Now, parents are deciding that, in general, that their children can see corpses.
Apparently they are.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was an interesting little juxtaposition.
Although they're probably not showing the Zarqawi information during cartoons.
Likely no. All right, 800-259-9231. I want to jump into an email. This one came in from Sipan. He says, "Hello, gentlemen. What do I care if someone is scuba diving somewhere? But in a libertarian society, shouldn't I have the liberty to defend myself against that annoying cigarette-smoking person standing next to me in the bus line, causing me great annoyance, not to mention the cancer risk? It's practically assault. I suspect that nobody, even smokers, would appreciate if I ran around spraying poisonous gas in their faces at random."
Well, I think that there's not a lot of proof that it is, in fact, poisonous gas, okay? It might be offensive in the smell, but you're not going to get cancer of the lung because somebody had a cigarette nearby.
But the studies show 50,000 people getting secondhand smoke cancer.
The studies have been twisted to show the amount of people that get lung cancer in the United States that have been around somebody who smokes. But who isn't around somebody who smokes, especially 20 years ago when this was done?
Yeah.
It just took everybody in America who got lung cancer who didn't smoke.
Well, as Penn and Teller's BS examined, they really examined that, and they found that essentially it was a report released by the EPA, a government administration, with one goal, and that was to make secondhand smoke look bad.
Yeah.
They twisted it. They were dishonest, and it's just not dangerous like they say that it is.
Well,
it's just not.
They've shown this to be a hoax over and over again. And there's studies out there that refute it.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody cares. They all want to go back to that old, deposed EPA study. It's just not true.
Let's move away now.
It's because it's a convenient fact because people hate smokers.
Well, let's move away from the study and those claims, and let's just address his claim of the annoyance factor. Because for a non-smoker that's, for instance, sensitive to smoke,
mm-hmm.
It could certainly be annoying if you're standing in a bus line and somebody next to you is smoking a cigarette.
Well, there's a difference between spraying DDT in the air and spraying something that smells annoying. Like, let's say, for instance, you've got somebody who has flatulence problems going on standing in front of you in the bus line.
Right.
Now, that's a whole different story. My nose doesn't work, so I don't ever smell anything.
I don't know if I have a problem, but
anyway, can we just talk about the flatulence? It's rude.
I'm just saying I can relate, man. Yes, it is rude. And perfume. How about that one? How about an overwhelming cologne scent from a man that's just splashed it all over himself?
I think perfume might even be a better example because you can control perfume and you can control smoking,
right.
Whereas flatulence is, at least one could say, well, I got no grip. Can't hold on to it.
Yeah, how about a woman in her 40s that has just splashed oodles and oodles of perfume all over her, preparing for her date for the night? She's, of course, going to take the county bus to get to her date. How about that one? Do you have the ability to do something to her because she has slathered herself with a scent?
No. You don't, no. You could say something. And you could say something to a smoker, too.
And in a more free society where, for instance, bus stops and buses were run by a private organization, if they were receiving enough complaints from their customers saying, hey, I like riding your bus and everything, but I don't like wait, and I like the fact that your buses are smoke-free, but I don't like the fact that smokers can smoke at your bus stops. Can you do me a favor and ban smoking at your bus stops? If enough people ask for something like that, they just might get it. Certainly possible.
If enough people ask, they would get it.
And, of course, it's unlikely that anyone would ever ask for someone to ban perfume from bus stops. But the smoking thing, that could happen.
Especially in a workplace, I'll tell you, perfume's an issue.
So Sipan continues. He says, by the way, which liberty is worth more? The liberty of taking a nice stroll in the nearest woods, or the liberty of putting a nice bullet in the head of whoever sets their foot in my woods? Which liberty is worth more?
Which liberty is worth more?
Yeah. being able to take a nice stroll in the nearest woods, or the liberty of putting a nice bullet in the head
of whoever sets. Liberty to stroll in the nearest woods if it doesn't belong to you.
That's right. There's not two liberties. There's just liberty, and liberty involves property.
And it's not fair if you don't warn somebody, if you don't put signs out there that say, warning, trespassers will be shot on sight.
And you should give them a warning before you actually shoot at them. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Absolutely everything there is on the house, although you can help support the site by shopping with us, because we've got a partnership with Amazon. It's the world's largest internet retailer. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com to start your shopping experience, and you can order stuff from over 30 different categories of products, everything from hair supplies to custom kitchen, you know, kitchen accessories to furniture, I mean, electronics, you name it, it's all there.
Myrtle Aids.
I think that's there, too. Amazon.freetalklive.com. The shipping deals are great. The prices are great. And we get a percentage of anything that you buy. So, once again, enter through our site, Amazon.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to the phones here to Jeff in Tennessee. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about today is the anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty that happened back during the Six-Day War.
When was this now?
Six-Day War? U.S.
The Arab-Israeli Six-Day War. That was in 1968.
Okay. So we got caught up in that? I don't know anything about this.
Well, the USS Liberty was an intelligence ship. It was in the Mediterranean Sea, and it was just sent to, I think, monitor things going on in the war.
Right.
And the reason this is on my mind is I talked to a crew member who survived the attack. What happened?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. What happened to the USS Liberty, it was attacked by Israelis who claimed that they, you know, they thought it was Egyptian ship, which was the enemy at the time. And basically, I just want to get this out because a lot of people don't know about our history, you know, and a lot of brave sailors died that day. And I just think it's a really sad time for America, and we need to, you know, remember.
So they were, this was an intelligence gathering ship, you say?
Yes. It was
off the coast of Libya, right?
Right, off the Sinai Peninsula.
And it didn't look like an American ship. It was sort of undercover, which is why they thought it was, an Egyptian ship? What did they think?
No, it was, all reports that I've read clearly state it was an American ship, you know, easily identifiable.
I see.
It had super large antennae and satellite dishes, and, you know.
And when did this happen again?
June 8th, 1968.
Okay. Well, there you go. A story that you might not have heard before. Anything else on your mind?
I just think it's another example of, you know, failed foreign policy and how we need to basically keep our nose out of other people's business.
Good point. Those sailors would still be alive today had they never left a port from America. Thanks for the call, Jeff. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Unnecessary death at the hands of our politicians.
It seems like, you know, this whole having an army, having a navy, you know, you feel like you've got to use it. And if you use it, people are going to die.
Sure,
Americans are going to die.
I wanted to jump back to Sipan's email here real quick. His question about which liberty is worth more, the liberty of taking a nice stroll in the nearest woods or the liberty of putting a bullet in the head of somebody who sets their foot in my woods. Well, as you pointed out.
Well, I just want to make it clear that in a libertarian world, it would still be unreasonable and against the law to shoot somebody on your property who is just, you know, had no idea that they were trespassing.
Right. You can only meet force with essentially an equal amount of force. And also, there would be plenty of nice forests for you to walk in by people that wanted to share them with others. And you could always just buy your own and walk in it all you wanted. Hour 2's on the way. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a